We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, December 5th, 2025. Looking to shop for Christmas and have a little fun? Fear not. Prairie Gardens is hosting its holiday mimosa sip and shop tomorrow from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Enjoy some complimentary holiday-themed mimosas and festive food samples while you browse Prairie Gardens gifts, clothing, jewelry, winter accessories, and more. Located at 3000 West Springfield Avenue, Prairie Gardens is offering half off of all boutique items for this event only. A permanent jewelry pop-up will also be present, offering custom-fit bracelets, anklets, and more. Participants must be 21 and over to enjoy cocktails, but mocktails will also be readily available. Spice up your holiday shopping this season with Prairie Gardens. Keeping up with the festivities, sharing the holiday spirit, Edgewood Farm is hosting its third annual German Christmas Market today through the weekend at its location a little over half an hour south of Champaign-Urbana. At the event, there will be live music, craft vendors, gifts, and a live nativity reenactment. For an extra special opportunity, the big man himself, Santa Claus, will make an appearance alongside Mrs. Claus. Tickets are $2 per person, but admission is free for kids 12 and under. Each day's hours and schedules, parking information, and other details are available at the event's website, edgewoodfarmchristmas.com. And on to reviews, here's WPGU News correspondent Nick Rocho. After 2 years of waiting, Five Nights at Freddy's 2 has come out for fans of the titular video game series to enjoy. Was it worth the wait? Well, that depends on how beloved the series is to you. Where the first movie failed as an adaption and a film, this new entry better adapts the story in the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise, commonly known as FNAF, albeit with a messier structure and pacing than its successor. Fans of the series are likely to enjoy many of the film's nods and portrayals of the game's features, but the story relies heavily on coincidences and lazy writing to keep audiences engaged. It's a shame because it's apparent that director Emma Tammy had a set tone in mind for the movie that was consistent all throughout, but that tone comes off as more of a low-quality horror movie. Save your money and use it to buy a copy of the second game on your preferred platform instead. Next up, here's a review from WPGU News correspondent Vinny Maximbal. On a cold and frigid night, the Illinois Wind Symphony warmed the hearts of all who were present. Perhaps the most memorable piece was the band's final piece, entitled The Frozen Cathedral by John Mackey. With the percussion section largely featured, with light, delicate sounds from the bells, triangle, and harp, and intense booming sounds from the bass drum, timpani, and cymbals, the band captured everyone in the winter wonderland landscape that was just outside these walls. The band did an outstanding job with the contrast of dynamics and the enormous buildup into the grand finale, resulting in a standing ovation from all. But, in a turn of events, the band had one final piece to play. To the delight of all audience members, the band played a mix of music from The Nutcracker, along with traditional Illini songs composed by the university's own Stephen Taylor, a professor in the School of Music. As the last note rang, audience-goers stood once more, putting a bow on a memorable and magnificent performance. And finally, tomorrow, the University RSO Circular Fashion Expo, or CFE, is back for its 8th showcase themed Feast of Fools. The expo will begin at the University YMCA with a vending event from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. At 5 p.m., the runway will take place at the Illini Union Ballroom, showcasing curated recycled clothing from organizations such as Catwalk, The Fashion Network, Blinked, and Roger Hulbin. Ellie Kruschelis, junior at the university, is president of Blinked and has been involved with CFE since the fall of 2023.
We focus on creating a community of models and photographers, and so they can collaborate and make kind of like creative visions come to life.
Additionally, Kruschella shared a bit about TFN and how their theme aligns with the goal of this year's CFE showcase.
The Fashion Network, they make a semesterly magazine that is based on fashion. They do photo shoots and like written pieces, blog posts, and really try to make a pseudo-professional atmosphere for the fashion space on campus.
WPGU News correspondent Kelly Sliwa also spoke with Del Lightfoot, freshman in FAA, who will be modeling on the runway at this year's event as a member of Dressember, another RSO showcasing at CFE.
Dressember is an organization. It's a fashion and anti-human trafficking organization. Every December, we wear dresses and or a tie every day, or as often as we remember, to promote the organization and our mission of anti-human trafficking, and especially because human trafficking is a really big part of the fashion industry. That's why having an organization that is both of those things matters so much.
For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Faith Routley, Mac Jones, Nick Rocho, Vinnie Maximbal, and Kelly Sliwa. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.